Hot 937, hot 937.com. Bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we do it, it's time for Britney J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today let's talk about Nicki Minaj. So we know that at some point Cardi B, Remy Ma, K. Michelle, and a rapper named Tiffany Fox, who rocks with Lil' Kim, said that at some point Nicki stopped their bag. So there was a whole viral hashtag thing going on, hashtag Nicki stop my bag. People were just like, oh, I missed the bus today, hashtag Nicki stop my bag. So Nicki saw all this. So last night, Onika went on Instagram and posted Nicki stop my bag merchandise. So she made the thing. It says Nicki stop my bag on it, on a book bag. Mm-hmm. And then it has, she took the TSA logo and put a QSA, the Queen Security Administration. Mm-hmm. So she's selling book bags and t-shirt. And when she posted it, she turned off her comments because she knew. Mm. She knew. I don't know. I think it's hilarious. I don't agree with a lot of stuff, but that is funny. All right. So Pooch Hall, we talked about his DUI. Mm-hmm. And felony child endangerment case for driving drunk and allegedly letting his 2-year-old son drive. So now the LA County Department of Children and Family Services has officially opened an investigation into his case.
Uh-oh.
So yeah, it's getting a little nasty. So they'll want to interview the family and run his record to see if this is repeated behavior or just a one-time thing. And if it's the only time, they'll probably let the court handle whatever punishment he gets for the charges. But I don't know how that's going to go because he's still with his wife and they live in the same house. So even if they don't see him fit, they can see her fit. So how does that even work? He got to stay in a separate room or something?
I don't know.
That's crazy, right? Maybe he has counseling or something like that. I don't know. All right, so Bette Midler broke the internet yesterday. She posted a very controversial tweet. She said, women are the N-word of the world.
Oh,
okay. Raped, beaten, enslaved, married off, worked like dumb animals, denied education and inheritance, enduring pain and danger of childbirth and life in silence for thousands of years. They are the most disrespected creatures.
You're trying to look past it.
We look past a lot of things that Kanye said, so I'm going to try to look past your overall sentiment. But the N-word, you might as well have said the actual word. You could never. Imagine being a minority and a woman, sis. What are you talking about? So people are not seeing it for her. Listen, I do not want to have to boycott Hocus Pocus, okay? That's the greatest movie of all time. It is October. Tis the season, sis. I do not want to have to boycott that movie. But anyway, so she apologized and deleted the tweet. She says, two brief investigations of allegations against Kavanaugh infuriated me. Angrily, I tweeted without thinking of my choice of words would be enraging to black women who doubly suffer both by being woman and by being black. I'm an ally and stand with you, always have, and I apologize. I don't know if the internet is ready for that apology, but okay. I haven't burned my copy yet, so you're fine. So I always thought that Tupac was alive and in Cuba, but apparently he's in Malaysia. So let me tell you what happened a few days ago. A story broke that after 5 years, Tupac's estate won a lawsuit that got them 6 figures and a bunch of unreleased master recordings. So Suge Knight's son, and when I saw that, I was like, oh, whole time he's still alive, cooking up in the studio, and he about to drop some new music. That was my first thought when I saw that story. But now Suge Knight's son, Suge Knight Jr., he went in on Instagram and said, it was a little weird. He said he has a source from Malaysia saying Pac was seen in the cave there. Then he posted a picture of Kanye and Tupac, which I'm not even gonna hold you, it does not look photoshopped. And it says, Pac and Kanye have a song together, I'm telling you before they take me out. Who is they? Oh, here we go. The Illuminati, been trying to take out the Knights. Big Suge beat death more than 3 times, all were attempts of the Illuminati. They will do anything and pay anybody to keep me quiet. Pay attention to the world because we are living in the Matrix. And then he posted a picture of the car Tupac was killed in and said, I know the truth behind this night. I'll tell more of what I know to expose Illuminati, but I'll need your help to end them. I don't want no part to try to end no type of ghost organization. You're bugging me.
Keep pushing, bro.
Somebody give him a hug. Furthermore, we're waiting to see if the game gets arrested today. Today was his deadline. I think he has till 12:30 Pacific time to get those papers together. He has not posted in three days. So I don't know what's going on over there.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, with that being said, that's the tea.
Yep.
Got $1,000 coming up next. Keep it right here. It's hot.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.